Skye Sterling is a long-time friend. Skye actually helped our whānau to connect with our reo Māori way back in the day with our Te Potika Te Whānau, who, as you know, has gone on to become a teacher as well of our reo. So, you know, the efforts put in to young people, you don't possibly realise what that could lead to. That's why I have such respect for teachers, because you never quite know when the work stops. It could be, 30 years on at a reunion and someone says, hey, thanks for your help when I was 15. You really inspired me. So it's neat to catch up with Sky again. Also, I note that she and her teenage daughters are running a clothing brand called KRS from home. And so, Sky, today we're talking about the impact that COVID has had on plans and on the mahi for small to medium enterprises and Māori businesses across the board. It's lovely to catch up with you again, Sky. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, Wātu, Dale.
Kia ora.
Lovely to chat with you. It's been a long, long time.
Yeah, well, we go back a long time too, don't we, Sky? Hey, do you make any 3XL clothes?
Yes, we definitely do. Look, after all our plus-size people, I'm definitely in that category myself. Got to look after, can't be making clothing in South Auckland and not cater to South Auckland, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. Tell us about tell us about your business. Skye, as you're probably aware, if you know her, is from Whanau Apanui in Tārawa. But you've been working on this one with your kōtiro, and that's a nice thing to be able to do as a mama. Tell us about KRS, and I suppose you'd better find out how come it bears that name.
Yeah, sure. So kia ora e te iwi. So KRS Apparel is definitely sounds like a mainstream name, and we did that on purpose because our kaupapa is to cater to all. It's not just for Māori. So the K is kura mairangi, the R is vei mirirangi, and the S is Sky. So as a mama, I wanted it to be kura mairangi, vei mirirangi Sterling. But being a solo mama, it's been us three for a very long time, and we had many debates about what the name was going to be. So that's how we got that name. Hopefully one day I'll be able to change it to Sterling because it's their own name and I set this business up for them. But touching on the COVID situation, our kaupapa was born out of COVID, and it's really about me being a second language learner. My daughter's learning te reo Māori first hand since birth pretty much, and knowing the struggles as a second language learner when I was learning how to speak, and the whakamā and, you know, all that comes with it when you don't feel Māori enough. So it was like, how can we create a kaupapa to promote te reo Māori in a fun and cool way? It's like a relaxed environment where people feel like, oh, cool, I could possibly, you know, that could possibly be a bit of me while they're on their reo journey, whether you're a fluent speaker or just starting out. And we've had a massive support from people who are on their reo journey, which I think is awesome because we're trying to encourage people to speak te reo Māori but still make it fun too, so it's not so heavy. As you would know, it's hard, even in the line of work that you do and the line of work that I do, I still find myself second guessing, going, oh, was my grammar correct, or, you know, all those things that make te reo a little bit challenging. We're trying to loosen that vibe and make it, you know, more inviting and welcoming for people to not only wear our kākahu, but when you're wearing something like reheko and then underneath it's got lasko, people can see and they're like, oh, that's a Māori word for that, you know, and it's a way of sharing te reo without even sort of knowing. It's like unconsciously sharing it when you wear our kākahu.
Well, kākahu are a neat place to start. And we can make statements, can't we, of our support for te reo and our pride in our people, but also bringing others along for the ride as well. As far as getting your produce or products to market, there have been some constraints caused by COVID, but of course now we've had to adapt as Indigenous people to e-commerce platforms. How's that been working for you?
Oh, yeah, I think COVID has really affected small businesses like ours and a whole lot like within Aotearoa at the moment, feeling the pinch. especially small businesses that have physical stores. So we were largely doing big Māori events or massive events where we sort of thought, yeah, we'd do okay there. And obviously, due to COVID in Auckland, everything has been cancelled. So we had a whole lot of stock that we needed to get rid of, and we were pretty much forced to move more to the online platform only, because that was the only way, especially during level four. But started monthly auctions, which people really love. So any little small businesses out there, if you're not doing it already, start some online auctions for your followers and people that already follow you. So we were really lucky we were able to switch that, because we had been prepping for the massive Tamaki Hakangaho with a whole lot of merch, and you know, we had to get creative online about how we could push that, and the online auction is definitely a go far, no?
I'm looking at some of your gear too, and you're welcome to do the same. KRS Apparel, I see you're making face masks as well too. So, you know, you've got to swing and move with the times, eh, sister?
Yes, and we, you know, with the face mask, we're donating $5 per mask to purchase Kai vouchers to give out to our people. That's something that I'm really strong about, that's ingrained in the girls since they were a small age, is the giving back. You know, it's all good to make some putia, but things that we like to do during COVID, have been, you know, giving back to our community, and, you know, have $50 vouchers and have five of them up and give them out, and that's what we've sort of been doing. And kaupapa like I Am Hope, we supported last year, and we definitely will be supporting again this year to help raise funds for them. You know, you've got to be able to help give a little bit back, eh? It doesn't matter how much it is. I think, Dale, we've got to, you know, you can't just be making money and not doing anything else to help others around you. I think that's important for us.
Cheer. That's another one of their T-shirts as well. I better get one from my nephew over at Aussie. He's always had cheer to me. I think he might have a cheer tattoo, actually, on his arm. My nephew, Justin. Hey, good catching up with you, Sky. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today on Pakiwaha.
No worries. Hey, I forgot to give you a discount code.
Discount codes. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, discount codes for 15% off. Everybody just can use Wātea. That's the discount code, and it's 5 now, so yeah.
There you go. KRS Apparel.